From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Steve Brown. Welcome to Consider This in Boston. When it comes to preparing the Commonwealth for climate change, the next governor will have their work cut out for them. For more on how the major candidates say they will work to decarbonize Massachusetts, we're joined now by WBUR's Miriam Wasser. Miriam, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
So first, give us a quick refresher on the two major Democratic candidates.
Sure. The two major Democrats running for governor are State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz and Attorney General Maura Healey. Both have said climate change is a central issue for them, and both have unveiled ambitious plans.
Where to begin?
Well, the plans from Chang Diaz and Healey do have some overlap, so let's start there. Healey's plan calls for 100% clean electricity by 2030, while Chang Diaz wants 100% renewable carbon-free electricity by the same date. So those terms pretty much mean the same thing. They just mean that no electricity in the state would come from fossil fuels by 2030. There is one slight difference, though. Chang Diaz's wording suggests she would try to get utilities to move away from nuclear power, while Healey would not.
But Miriam, aren't all the nuclear plants in Massachusetts already shut down?
Yes, Massachusetts no longer has any nuclear plants running, but it does draw power from plants elsewhere in New England. And back to the similarities, Steve, I made you a list of some things that the plans have in common. Although in general, I'd say Healey's plan offers slightly more details and specifics. So number one, as a theme, environmental justice and equity are central to both plans. Number two, they both call for a lot more investment in offshore wind, solar power, and energy storage projects. And they both talk about the need to upgrade the electrical grid so that it can handle all of the renewable energy. Number three, both candidates are calling for more investment in energy efficiency programs for homes and other buildings, and they advocate for replacing oil and gas heating systems with carbon-free ones like heat pumps or geothermal systems. Number four, they both address the need to prepare for rising sea levels, inland flooding, extreme heat, and other catastrophic weather. And finally, they both say their climate plans will create jobs and that they'll focus on providing opportunities for people of color, women, lower-income communities, or neighborhoods that have been disproportionately affected by pollution.
What about transportation? That's a huge source of emissions in the state, isn't it?
It is. Transportation accounts for 42% of statewide emissions. And this is an area where I think Chang Diaz's plan actually offers a lot more details. So let's start with public transit. Both are calling for making the MBTA fully electric by 2030 and then making all public transit in the state electric by 2040. Chang Diaz promises to help develop that east-west rail line across the state, and she proposes to make all public buses free. Healey's plan does not do that. On the topic of cars, both candidates want to increase the rebates available to people who buy electric cars, and they want to invest in charging infrastructure across the state. And while Healey's plan is actually very similar to the bill that the state Senate passed earlier this month, Chang Diaz says she'd also want to offer rebates for electric bikes, which are a lot more affordable than electric cars.
On the whole, would you say that the candidates' plans are more similar or dissimilar?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I think Healey has more details about energy and Chang Diaz has more details about transit. But overall, I think there's more overlap than differences, and both plans, if put into action, could go a really long way towards helping us meet our climate goals in an equitable way.
Then let's touch on the Republican gubernatorial candidates for a minute. Have they presented any climate change policies?
Yeah, so there are two Republicans running, businessman Chris Doughty and former state rep Jeff Diehl, though neither has made climate change a central part of their campaign. Diehl's website says he'd focus on two things, revolutionizing energy through renewable energy and energy independence, and protecting the environment by safeguarding environmentally sensitive areas. When I asked for more details, a campaign spokesperson called that a, quote, comprehensive response on climate and the environment. Doughty's website doesn't mention the environment, and he declined to offer any details on his plan to address climate change.
So getting back to the Democratic candidates, I understand that Healey and Chang Diaz will be discussing their climate platforms at WBUR's City Space on Wednesday. How can listeners tune into that?
Yeah, they will be. And Radio Boston host Tiziana Deering will moderate the event. Unfortunately, there are no more in-person seats available, but people can watch online. The forum starts at 6 p.m. Registration is free. Just go to wbur.org/events for tickets.
Okay, sounds very informative. Thank you, Miriam.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's WBUR environmental reporter Miriam Wasser. Before we go, here's what else is happening. On Beacon Hill today, House lawmakers are now looking at the nearly $50 billion state budget, which is scheduled to go into effect July 1st, although most years they miss that deadline by a few weeks. The House proposal contains no new taxes, nor does it reduce taxes, despite the state having a more than $5 billion revenue surplus. House Ways and Means Chairman Aaron Michalowicz says the budget proposal offers an opportunity for the state to invest in the middle class and to tackle some challenges of the post-COVID economy.
This once-in-a-generation opportunity allows us to build for a better future, one that is more resilient, more equitable, and more rewarding for all of us in the Commonwealth.
House members have submitted more than 1,500 amendments, including earmarks for certain projects, as well as proposals that would temporarily suspend the state's 26-cent gasoline tax. Meanwhile, later this week, lawmakers on the other side of the building will take up the issue of legalized sports betting. State senators are scheduled to hash out a bill on the topic on Thursday. The House okayed its own wagering bill last year, and a final measure could land on Governor Charlie Baker's desk by this summer. And from the health desk, with overdose deaths among teens surging, a new study from Massachusetts General Hospital finds few pediatricians are trained to spot or address substance use and addiction. A survey of pediatric residency programs finds just 41% offer recommended training in how to screen for an emerging addiction, intervene, or treat the disease. Senior author Dr. Scott Hadland says addiction education is important because most adults with a substance use disorder begin drinking or doing drugs as teens.
It's much easier to turn around somebody who's been struggling with addiction in the short term. And I would say the stakes are also higher because these are young people that have many years of potential longevity and health ahead of them.
The survey finds three main reasons for the gaps in addiction education: a lack of expertise among the teaching staff, an already packed curricula, and inadequate teaching materials. And finally, Senator Elizabeth Warren is calling on her party to do more to help Americans who are financially struggling because of inflation and supply chain issues. Speaking on CNN yesterday, Warren said there's a lot Democrats can do to provide immediate financial relief.
Let's authorize the FTC to investigate and prosecute on price gouging. Let's cancel student loan debt. President has the power to do that all by himself and would touch the lives of tens of millions of people.
She says if Democrats don't deliver, they are in danger of losing control of Congress in November's midterm elections. That's it for today. Thanks so much for downloading Consider This. From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Steve Brown. See you tomorrow. Hey, you're a podcast listener, obviously. Would you like this show, along with all of WBUR's best news stories of the day about Boston and the region, all in a podcast feed? Well, I'd suggest you search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe. You'll be able to find just the local segment of Consider This, plus our best coverage in business, tech, politics, education, and arts coverage, all in one place. Search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe.